I'm Michael Brown. The Trump administration says it's moving to conduct interviews of immigrants seeking asylum within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained after crossing into the United States. The policy change first reported on BuzzFeed News said advocates believe the move is expected to give immigrants less time to prepare for their interviews or recover from dangerous journeys. The credible fear interview is an initial screening where immigrants must show there is a compelling chance they will be persecuted or can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. But by law, asylum seekers have a right to consult with a person or persons of their choosing before a hearing. Britain's Theresa May is backing her ambassador to the U.S. after President Trump cut off contact with it following the leak of diplomatic cables branding the U.S. administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
May has stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honour of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A federal judge ruled the U.S. Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court ruled in June against the question, but officials say President Trump is determined to make the citizenship question part of the 2020 population count. This is VOA News. The United States said its arms sale to Taiwan is aimed at promoting peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and Washington is not changing its one-China policy. China has demanded the U.S. to cancel the sale after the State Department approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. A State Department official told VOA the approved sale is consistent with U.S. law and policy. The potential deal has angered China, Taiwan's bitter cross-strait rival. UN human rights experts have provided an update on the tense situation in Sudan. We get more on the story from Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva.
Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights Andrew Gilmore says he is encouraged by the agreement reached Friday between Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change and the Transitional Military Council. But he says it will take a lot of perseverance and genuine commitment to make the deal work after months of violent protests, which finally succeeded in toppling longtime President Omar al-Bashir.
Following the removal of President al-Bashir from office, the High Commissioner underscored that the crisis in Sudan has its roots in human rights grievances, unfulfilled economic, social, civil, and political rights, and that, therefore, the solution must also be grounded in human rights.
Gilmore notes the removal of Bashir did not end violence or abuse in the country. He says civilians opposed to continued military rule have been subject to widespread human rights violations and violent repression of protests. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday at a news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The extradition bill that's thrown Hong Kong into a violent crisis is dead. That's according to Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Tuesday, who also admitted the government's handling of it had been a total failure.
So my sincere plea is, please give us an opportunity, the time, the room, for us to take Hong Kong out of the current impasse.
Lam's latest attempt to get protesters off the street is also falling flat. Activists quickly shrugged off her comments, doubling down on demands that it's officially withdrawn.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Wave 1, the best music now.